In today's Hot Plasmids podcast, we'll discuss plasmids for visualizing RNA production and localization, a new red fluorescent protein, and more. Using light to regulate cell growth dynamics. LoveTrap is an optogenetic system that was recently developed by the Hahn Lab at the University of North Carolina. It consists of two domains, LoveTwo and ZDK1, where ZDK1 binds LoveTwo with high affinity in the dark, but dissociates under blue light. This tool has now been modified by the Whitman Lab at UCSF to modulate cellular dynamics with light by modifying EB1, a microtubule-associated protein. They split EB1 into two halves, where each half was fused with a LoveTrap domain. Now, microtubule growth can be switched off with blue light, which causes the two domains to dissociate, leaving EB1 inactive. The photoinducible control of protein function is more specific and much faster than any genetic or pharmacological manipulations on cells, and has potential use for a wide range of applications in cellular biology. The RiboGlobe platform for visualizing RNA production and localization. Researchers from the Palmer Lab at the University of Colorado Boulder recently developed RiboGlow, a set of tools that can be used to visualize RNA localization in mammalian cells. These tools consist of cobalamin-binding riboswitches that bind to cobalamin-fused fluorescent dyes, which results in increased fluorescent signal. Prior to the development of these probes, fluorophore-binding aptamers and MS2-binding fluorescent proteins were the state-of-the-art in RNA imaging in vivo. These new RiboGlobe probes contain a smaller RNA tag, are less prone to photobleaching, and achieve better signal in vivo as compared to imaging with broccoli aptamers or MS2 tags using the same number of fluorophores. New tools for developing fluorescent proteins. The mCARMINE story. Scientists are always on the lookout for better, brighter fluorescent proteins with improved tissue penetrance and live cell imaging capabilities. The Griesbeck Lab recently engineered a new fluorescent protein. Their aim? To redshift the boundaries of fluorescent protein technology by shifting the emission maxima to the red end of the spectrum and increasing the brightness. They started with the fluorescent protein MNeptune684 and tested a series of mutations. Through this process, mCARMINE was developed. Its excitation maximum is reported as 603 nanometers, while the emission maximum is 675 nanometers. mCARMINE is monomeric, 4 to 5-fold brighter than MNeptune684, and has a favorable pKa of 5.6. To test out this new fluorescent protein in your own experiments, mCARMINE is available in a mammalian expression vector and a bacterial expression vector. ACE system, a versatile in vivo fluorescent reporter for rapid quantification of base editing and Cas9 cleavage activity. To help accelerate the expansion of genome editing tools, the Ruben Harris Lab has developed a reporter plasmid that allows for rapid fluorescence-based quantification of base editors that utilize dCas9 fused to cytidine deaminases like APOBEC. To achieve this, they created a lentiviral vector system that monitors both APOBEC and Cas9-mediated editing, or ACE, in real time. The reporter constitutively expresses EGFP to indicate reporter abundance, and mCherry fluorescence is activated when APOBEC Cas9N UGI-mediated activity edits out a frameshift mutation within the mCherry reporter. Quantification of editing efficiencies simply involves tracking the ratio of mCherry positive to EGFP positive cells through fluorescence microscopy or flow cytometry. Using the ACE system, the Harris Lab showed that human APOBEC 3A Cas9N UGI and APOBEC 3B Cas9N UGI base editing complexes are more efficient than the BE3 plasmid containing rat APOBEC 1. Finally, They show that the ACE reporter can also quantify Cas9 cleavage, thus exhibiting its versatile utility in quantifying multiple gene editing activities. For more hot plasmids, visit the Hot Plasmid topic page on our blog or subscribe to our quarterly newsletter. AdGene, a better way to share science.